Kansai, the age of the specialist is over. Especially the small specialist shop. Nowadays, you can pick up just about everything you need in a supermarket. Just about. But the specialist shop still caters for snobs. And the odd bloke who cares about something enough to fly across the Atlantic to spend his odd $10,000 in London. I mean, think about fishermen. Trout fishermen. Or salmon fishermen. If they're in London, there's only one place that sells good enough gear. Hardy's in New Bond Street.
Can I help you, sir?
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I need some flies.
Certainly, sir. This way. Trout or salmon?
Well, a bit of both, I suppose.
Dry or wet, sir?
Well, just give me a broad selection.
I see. I take it you're something of a novice, sir.
Well, there never was a greener.
I see. Where did you intend to fish?
Well, it's all arranged. Up in Scotland someplace. Sort of castle, I'm told. Belongs to Lady Cameron.
Lady Emily Cameron?
Well, you know her. Oh, good.
I think I'll be able to help you, sir. Those are rather famous waters, though not at this time of year.
Yeah? Oh, that's a pity.
However, if I may suggest this particular fly, sir, for salmon, of course.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
Yes, it is quite nice. In the upper reaches of the Spey, this little fellow can be an absolute killer.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, better give me a couple of dozen of those.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane.
The Silver Doctor. The man's an American. That doesn't mean he can't enjoy a spot of fishing.
Well, I expect so. Hardy's, you said.
You know the place?
Oh, great heavens. Of course I know it. My father took me in there when I was only 9 or 10, I believe.
Yeah.
Picked out my first rod for me. Still got it, actually. It's a lovely thing. Best split cane.
Oh, it looks as if our mate Ransom is setting out on a fishing trip, then. Unless Hardy's of New Bond Street is a branch of the KGB.
Heaven forbid. It's practically sacred ground. You'd better find the man who served him. Ask a couple of discreet questions. I want to know where he's off to. It'll save us a lot of trouble.
Nah, it wouldn't work. You'd need to get the bloke's confidence. Well, I don't know anything about fishing, and I don't salt right for that place.
Oh, goodness, Adam, they're not snobs in there. I see what you mean. Now, who...
I know the perfect bloke.
Charles.
Down the hatch.
Now, what's all this about fishing?
It's simple. There's a bloke in London I've been sailing for Viv. American called Ransom. We think he's KGB. We don't know what he's up to, though. Now, he popped into this fishing shop. You know, the one with the big haddock hanging outside. Well, that didn't take you long.
No, it wasn't difficult. Is that mine?
Yeah. Ordered you another scotch, right?
Lovely.
So, what's the news?
Charles. Ah, yes, that does a pile of good, this stuff.
Ransom, did you find anything?
I met the fellow who served him. Pleasant young man. He said your American friend was something of a duffer. In fact, he'd never been fishing before.
So what was he doing in there?
Buying salmon flies. Apparently, he's been invited up Scotland.
He didn't say where?
Oh, but he did. You ever heard of a woman called Lady Emily Cameron?
Not Lady Emily Cameron.
They're very sane. What do we know about her?
Well, I certainly know about her. You should as well. Think back, Adam, about 10, 15 years ago. She was a member of Parliament, very nearly a cabinet minister. But she didn't get on too well with the party line. Something of a lone wolf, politically. She retired to her late husband's family seat in Scotland, if I remember.
Yeah, the name rings a bell.
Well, of course it does. She was famous.
I haven't read a lot of papers, either 15 years ago or now. This lady, Uzick Cameron, lived at a place called, Newton Moor.
Newton Moor. Yes, that rings a bell. Up in the Cairngorms, isn't it?
So it's me. It's on a river called the Spey. They're supposed to be fishing it.
They probably are. But the Americans own most of it now. Haven't fished the Spey since my father died.
Anyway, this American Ransom is visiting Lady Cameron for the fishing. He's on his way there now. She opens her house to paying visitors. as long as they pay enough. It's a castle.
A lot of them have had to do that recently, you know. She probably keeps her own stretch of river. Must cost her a fortune.
What do you want me to do?
Slade's still about.
Yeah, I think so.
He's local enough to pass master. Get someone to book you into Lady Cameron's house. I want to know what Ransom's up to.
Go fishing, you mean?
I shouldn't think you'll manage too well, but Slade's no fool with a fly rod. Tell them he's teaching you. They'll accept that.
Blimey.
And for heaven's sake, look interested.
He nearly passed out when I sent the requisition through. £30 a day, each. Basil Slade's eyes were sparkling. He was muttering things about evening rises and minutely examining a tattered old deer stalker with bits of feathers and wool sticking all over it.
Just about packed, Adam. I've had to bring enough gear for you as well, you see.
That's nice.
Carl's head?
Downstairs.
Good. Oh, you're going to love this, Adam. The Upper Spey is some wonderful water. Costs the earth to get a beat there these days. The Americans own most of it, you know.
We're on business, remember? Viv thinks Ransom's KGB.
Oh, can't be. Not up there. Certainly not with this Lady Cameron, I mean. I mean, what is there up there that he could spy on? The Cairngorms don't have any military value. Unless we're supposed to be throwing colored stones at the enemy.
Very funny. Now, what are all these things?
Well,
stuck in your old hat.
A fly is, old boy, to catch fish.
A bit dog-eared, aren't they? I mean, no fish is going to want to eat this lot.
They're old. I've got us some new ones.
Oh, a minute. This one's nice. Nice and bright. Sort of pretty, with bits of tinsel and stuff.
Where?
Here, look. Here. See? What's this one called?
I've no idea. It's an American monstrosity.
Has he arrived?
In the hall, looking at the suits of armor when I last saw him.
What's he like?
Young and American.
That isn't much help.
Well, he looks efficient enough.
Then let's go and meet him, shall we?
No need. Here he comes.
Lady Cameron.
Good morning. You must be Mr. Ransom.
That's right. Nice place.
Oh, thank you. We are rather proud of it. Is your room comfortable?
Fantastic. Great view.
Good.
Place seems a bit quiet. No other guests?
Not at the moment, no.
Oh, there was a call from London half an hour ago. Two more bookings. They're coming tomorrow.
Oh, you might have told me, Pat. Oh, Mr. Ransom, this is my niece, Miss Patricia Milhurst.
Hi.
How do you do?
That might be a little awkward, don't you think, Mr. Ransom?
Two other guests, you mean?
In view of the very special nature of your visit.
Of course, it all depends whether the fish will be there or not. Hardly think so at this time of the
Listen,
year.
Listen, Slade, get it into your bumps. We're not going fishing. We're tailing a suspected foreign agent.
But we've got to give the right impression, madam.
Right. Then all you have to do is give me the right words to say at the right time.
It's not as easy as that. You have to give an impression of, well, let's say enthusiasm. All anglers are enthusiastic, which is hardly what you are.
Yeah. I can be surprisingly enthusiastic when I have to.
Who is this Ransom, Adam?
Dunno. I tailed him around London for 3 days, and he did all the things American tourists do. I was bored.
That's what I mean. Where did he come from? Why does Viv think he's a red agent?
One of the usual tips. From the Americans this time.
And the tip didn't say why he was here, what he was up to in England.
If they did, then Viv didn't tell me. You know what he's like.
Yes. Well, let's be grateful for the fishing, shall we? I mean, put it like this. We could never afford £30 a day now, could we?
Will it be worth it?
As I said, it all depends whether the fish are there or not.
I'm sorry my aunt isn't here to welcome you. She had to go into Newton Moor on business.
Oh, that's quite all right.
We're very empty at this time of the year, so you have a choice of rooms. If you're not happy where you are, then we won't be offended if you want to change.
Ah, room's very nice. A bit on a parky side in the winter, I imagine.
We never get anyone here in winter. It's the closed season.
Of course, naturally.
Oh, yeah. Naturally.
The season being a good one?
Oh, patchy. An American gentleman caught a 30-pounder last month.
You get a lot of Americans, eh?
Yes, we do. I think the castle appeals to them. Local colour.
Yeah, and they're the only ones that can afford 30 quid a day.
We meet for drinks at 6:30. I'll sort out your beats for tomorrow. You'll need a ghillie, won't you?
No, thanks. I'll be teaching my friend here. We won't cover much water.
Then I'll see you later.
That wasn't very tactful.
She's not bad looking.
You'll have to do better if they aren't going to rumble us.